is 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday, and Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing has joined me on the morning show, as he does regularly on a Tuesday. Good to see you again, Barry.
Happy Tuesday. Awesome to be here.
Yeah, it is a wonderful Tuesday. The weather seems to have cleared a little bit, and I see the sun came out yesterday. For a moment, everyone hit the braai. It was funny. What is with the people here? It's almost a compulsion. As soon as, I suppose a lot of holiday makers here at the moment.
No, but we've had like a week and a half worth of rain, on and off rain, and I think guys are getting a little bit of withdrawals from a bit of shisanyama.
Must be. So they managed to fix that rapidly. But it's funny. It's like an obsession. Almost a bit like when you have a rugby game on, you need to behave badly. Okay, enough of that. Let us talk about good stuff. You have been out and about fixing the planet one geyser at a time, particularly in Mfolozi Game Reserve this past week.
Yes, I'm very fortunate to be the chairman of the Mfolozi Honorary Officers. Part of my passion before I became a plumber, I was a guard and a game ranger.
Is that a fact?
Yes, sir.
And you were a game... Well, I know that they changed the word from game ranger to game guide. I don't know why, because ranger's far sexier, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
You know. So you were actually one of those oaks in khaki with a rifle.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I used to... One of my big things was Big Five game walking. I used to specialize in rhino tracking. And, yeah, that was my little fun thing. But it was fun. And then I realized, you know, it's a lifestyle. And the only way you make money in that industry is to really own in that industry. So I decided to follow my other passion, which was keeping water flowing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but now you've been able to, in a sense,
do both.
Marry the two.
Yes.
Interesting. This past week, you've been very active.
Yeah.
I saw pictures on social media of all sorts of sprucing up, if you like. And it would appear that you're doing, well, you're not appear, you guys are doing remarkable work. But it would seem that there's very little support from KZN Wildlife, or is this not true?
So there is such a misconception there. Unfortunately, Isimvela KZN Wildlife is so underfunded at the moment that they just don't have the resources to do all the nitty-gritty small little things. And that's where our input as honorary officers come in to make that little bit of difference. If you look at all the honorary officer groups throughout Isimvela, we add so much value to the organization. But also to ourselves, we add so much value to ourselves, just giving back and being able... It's so soul-fulfilling to be able to work in that environment and just give a little bit back. I mean, the prime example this weekend, yeah, we went and sorted out a geyser for one of our section rangers in Mfolozi Game Reserve, and he hadn't said anything to anyone for ages. I think it was 2 or 3 months he had no hot water. He picked up the phone, he phoned, we went and got the little bits and pieces that we needed, and off we went and sorted the thing out. It took us about 45 minutes to clean and scrape out the geyser. You've seen the photos of all the limescale buildup inside it. We actually couldn't even pull the elements out of the geyser. There was so much limescale buildup. And then one of the other things that we did was we replaced a couple of signs, game capture sign, the welcome to Impila sign, and then we redid the garden, entrance garden to Impila reception, which was so... Yeah, gratifying. Like, I can't even really think of the words. Just stand back after staring at a bare patch of ground, and afterwards looking at it and seeing this beautiful beautification that's just transformed an area from an ugly duckling to a beautiful princess. Yeah, I mean, I'm very fortunate. Yes, I'm the chairman of the Mfolozi Honorary Officers, but I'm absolutely nothing without my fellow honorary officers. And they are such a wonderful bunch of people. They're literally like my extended family.
And how does one become an honorary officer?
So, basically, you would come through. You generally need to know someone that's around there, so you come through, you come and spend a little bit of time with the crew. Do you gel with the crew? Because different strokes for different folks, some people don't fit in.
So if someone doesn't fit in, do you tell them, sorry, you don't fit in, go home?
No, not necessarily that. It's more like, because you work, I mean, we'll wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and finish at 8 o'clock at night. We'll work the whole day. And if the duty calls for that to be done, it gets done. And some people are just not interested in that kind of work.
So it's a sort of self-regulating thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so once that process has gone through and you go, hey, this bunch of people is amazing, we're going to submit our application forms. So application forms are submitted, your ID, all your necessary credentials, and then it's sent for police checks and vetting and all of those things. Because you're working in a sensitive area and you're going to have access to sensitive places, you need to be vetted. Once that process is over, you then serve a probation of a minimum of 6 months where you work with the crew and you really just prove to everyone that you are committed to this. Because we've had people that have come through, they've been tour operators, and the only reason they became an HO was so that they could get free entry into the park and make more money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the honorary officers have got a couple of places where we can stay in the park, and some of those people were booking the accommodation and putting guests into it and charging them exorbitant amounts for rustic camping.
Wow.
So there's no real proof or evidence of it, but it was known that funny things were happening. So that's why the vetting process is done, so that you can make sure that there's no funny shenanigans and your heart is really, really where it needs to be.
Okay.
And then you become an honorary officer, and we, as the Infolosi honorary officers, meet up in the reserve the first Saturday of every month, and we do a wealth of different tasks. We maintain the hides, we look after borehole pumps that feed some of the hides, we look after the picnic sites, anything electrical. We've got two electricians with us, we've got two plumbers with us, we've got carpenters, we've got farmers. So the diversity of the mix of people just allows us to do so much more in Infolosi. We got involved with a massive solar project at Game Capture, where our electricians were installing load management relays so that when the power does go down, it turns off air cons and heavy drawing things like that. So they've been having a bit of fun doing things like that. It really, really is just a soul fulfilling thing to be.
It's good to give back and to do what you can to preserve and protect the precious wild spaces and the creatures that live in those wild spaces. And I salute everyone that gets involved in doing the right thing for, I suppose, ultimately everyone benefits, but generally speaking, it's the few that get up and go the extra mile that make a huge difference. You and your team, congratulations to
you. Thank you.
And long live Viva! Long live Berry! Long live Viva! Brrpa!
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, no.
And of course, this is just one aspect of Barry Chapman's life. He's also in charge of a really good plumbing organization on the North Coast. You'll find them in Bolito Connect. And if you have a plumbing dilemma of any description, nothing is too big or small for the Chapman Plumbing Touch. They really do a good job, and you know that you're in good hands. And Barry will be in again on Tuesday with another insightful chat about, who knows, might be plumbing next one.
No, beautiful. Thank you so much, and thank you, listeners. Hope you guys have an absolutely epic Tuesday.
And the morning show continues.